God's word is a fire in my bones, and I cannot keep it in. We are not building an institution or a program.
We are building the kingdom of God.
This is Do Not Keep Silent.
Good evening, friends. This is Jason DeZurek with Do Not Keep Silent. Thanks for being with me here for the program. Also, in the studio right now, Katie Erickson as well. How are you doing, Katie?
Doing great. How are you, Jason?
I'm doing awesome. Thanks for being with us, friends. We'll get right to it in just a bit. Yeah, don't be a pushover. This is Do Not Keep Silent. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. Katie and I have been talking throughout the week and have been trying to figure out, okay, what are we going to talk about this Sunday night? And well, Katie and I have come to, you know, she wrote a book called God is Good. And it's like, you know what? I think it's time not to necessarily talk about the book, but about a concept she came up with out of the book of Judges. And so, Katie, we're not going to talk about the book right now, but in the book of Judges, how does that, this is a huge question, how does that connect up to today? Let's just kind of just go right there.
Man, we are just diving right in,
aren't we? We're going to go for it.
Well, there's a lot of ways, actually, that the book of Judges connects with today, because there's this cycle that the people of Israel go through in the book of Judges. And I believe, I mean, we're all kind of going through that today, really. So the cycle that we see in the book of Judges, it's a repeated pattern they go through.
Hey, Emma, I'm going to interrupt you real quick.
Yeah, don't want to hear it yet, huh?
So, no, I do, actually. So this pattern, friends, as you're hearing it from Katie, don't just go, okay, well, that's cool for the book of Judges. Okay, I want you to really put it into today. Are you seeing this going on today? That's what we're going to talk about. Go ahead.
Okay. So the five-step cycle, the five steps of this repeated pattern are sin, where first the people disobey God. The second step is slavery, where God allows the people to be enslaved by their enemies. The third step is supplication, where the people cry out to God for deliverance. The fourth step is salvation, where God delivers them. And then the fifth step is silence, where there is a time of peace.
Okay, so again, friends, the five steps, sin, slavery, supplication. Could that be worship too?
Yeah, but see, the five S's make
it's okay.
That's
just
why we went with that.
I'm just trying to
supplication is more the crying out to God.
Okay.
Of like, this is terrible, God save us. That's supplication in this situation.
Okay, so sin, slavery, supplication, salvation, and then silence. And don't right now be going, okay, well, how does that fit with today? We'll get to there, okay? We're going to get to it in just a bit. So let's go through this a little bit as far as the first step of sin. What were we seeing, at least in the book of Judges?
Okay. So in the book of Judges, well, I mean, really, they repeat this pattern over and over and over again.
Okay.
So it starts out where, you know, Israel sins, you know, in some way, which is generally idolatry. Of they worship some god other than the one true God, or sometimes in addition to the one true God, depending on the situation.
Correct.
But basically, there's all these pagan peoples around the Israelites. And so, you know, the Israelites, as they're like intermarrying with them or just being around them, they start worshiping their gods. They're like, hey, your god looks pretty cool. I want to worship that one, too. So then they fall into sin by, you know, again, idolatry, worshiping anything that is not the one true God.
So they were doing that back in the Old Testament times. This is back before the kings. Katie's writing about the kings right now, but that was before the kings, correct?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, idolatry has been going on pretty much since, you know, the first sin.
Right, I'm talking about Judges. Though.
But yes, the book of Judges, yes.
I'm glad you brought that up, though. Okay, you said the first sin. How was the first sin idolatry?
Well, because again, you know, any idolatry is putting something in the place of God and worshiping that higher than God. Well, when everything was perfect back in the Garden of Eden, you know, Adam and Eve, the first people, they just worshiped God. And that was it. There was no idolatry because there was no sin. But when Satan was tempting Eve, you know, with the fruit of, you know, basically, Satan was saying, you yourself can be like God. Mm-hmm. And then so by eating the fruit, by sinning, Adam and Eve were like, yeah, we can be like God, thus putting themselves in that position of God. There's idolatry.
So idolizing themselves.
Yes.
Not necessarily the serpent.
No, no, definitely not. Because they weren't like, oh yeah, we're going to worship you, Satan. That's not how that went. Like, it was the whole premise of the temptation is you can be like God, which Satan was basically drawing them into idolatry of worshiping something else other than God.
So with this, friends, I want to peel the onion just a little bit more. In today's society, how are we seeing things like that, Katie? And maybe you're going, I don't want to go there. Okay, well, if you don't, I will.
All over the place.
Okay, like what?
I mean, think about everyone who worships themselves. That is just that idea of the narcissism of like, you know, I am what's most important. That is just rampant in today's society. And we're all guilty of it in some way. Of, you know, we want people to look at us and worship us. And everything I say is so important. You know, our society is just full of that idolatry of self. That's just a huge one. I mean, that's social media is built on that. You know, the whole premise of social media, for the most part, is look at me and what I have to say, because I am important. You know, yes, there are people
and
out
I
there.
I have a platform.
Yeah, exactly. And yes, there are people out there who use social media to be like, look at God, you know, sharing about their faith and things like that. I mean, we do that with Worldly Warriors.
Sure.
But a lot of social media it's all about self of, yeah, look at me. Now, look, I can put this out on Twitter or Facebook and now everybody will listen to me because I'm amazing. Mm-hmm. That's idolatry of self.
Absolutely. I'm going to go one step further here with this because it's something I think many of us don't even consider or think about. Okay. So the sin of self, the sin of, again, idolatry, this sin of, if you will, placing yourself in the God chair, what I like to call the God complex, okay? Human condition, friends, that's what really it is. It's the human condition of we think we can control things that, oh, drum roll please, we cannot control. The reality is, what can we control? Katie, is there anything you can think of that we as people can control?
We can control our attitudes, our actions.
Okay.
You know, we can't control other people. Can't do that. Can't control a
well,
lot
we
of,
can,
like...
Well, we try, though, don't we?
We try. We definitely try.
Yes. Well, I'm gonna go right here, and I'm going to be poking the sore spot on some of you on purpose. Here's where we try to control things. And, friends, look, we have no control over it at all. Here we go. Sports. Those of you who are fans of sports teams going, yeah, we did this and we did that. No, you didn't do anything. You just sat there on your couch watching the team that's actually playing the game and you're all mad at a referee for a call you have no control over. I would say, sound familiar, Katie, but Katie's not a big sport
fan. I do not
fan.
Do sports.
But Katie, does that make sense?
Oh, it does, yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's so many things in life that it's like, yeah, I did this, and no, you really had no control over that.
Right, none. You have no control over it, but yet we get all upset and throw things at the TV or whatever. I mean, it's crazy. We cannot control it, so you're moving into the God complex. There's so much more I could go into, but I want to make sure we get to all five of these. So slavery is the second one. How do we see that in Judges?
So in Judges, it is really like physical slavery and captivity by another people. So a lot of the times what would happen is, you know, so Israel sins, they get into idolatry, and God's like, hey, you don't want to do that. You should worship me. And the people are like, no, we like Baal better or whoever else the God is. And then so God will bring some other neighboring people over who will come in and, you know, conquer the Israelites and literally physically enslave the people. So for them, it was a physical slavery of like this other people came in and is, you know, forcing them to do hard labor or whatever the case is. So in the book of Judges, it's generally like a physical slavery of having another, you know, tribe or whatever, another nation occupying their land.
Right. So again, a true slavery.
Yeah. I mean,
So in today's society, how can we connect that to that? Because there is slavery going on in the world.
Sure.
I think we can admit that. But so many people say, well, that's obviously not where we're at today. So are we or aren't we? What do you think? This is your opinion, obviously. But what do you think about that?
I do think that we do have slavery today, for sure.
Okay.
And I think so many of us, we are enslaved to things that we don't realize.
Huh, like what?
Like, okay, why do you work at a job? To make money, right?
Right.
You work at a job to make money. Why do you make money? So you can pay your mortgage payment, your utility bills, you can put food on the table.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're kind of enslaved to your job, which you are enslaved to because of the mortgage that you are, or the rent payment that you are enslaved to. Like, we're slaves to money in this world.
Okay.
You know, of the fact of, like, we, you know, think about trying to exist without it. Just doesn't really work.
Well, it'd be hard. Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, we're all enslaved to, like, the debts that we choose to take on. You know, when you sign on that dotted line for that mortgage, you are now enslaved to paying that for the next 30 years or, you know, until you pay it off.
Or whatever credit card thing
or
you
credit
card.
Exactly.
To buy, and then you don't pay it off in the month, and then you decide, oh, I'm going to pay this off over time. Well, that's great. You go for it. But that is moving yourself into basically slavery, because if you don't pay it off, I would say, in 6 months. Let's say you don't pay it off in 6 months. Okay, now you're in the seventh month, and you're like, well, I don't want to pay this anymore. Well, that's all great and dandy, except now the people that you're in debt to, they want their money. They want their interest, and they will come after you.
Mm-hmm.
And then, well, you can end up in bankruptcy and really some horrible things.
All sorts of financial ruin. But we get ourselves enslaved to debt because of the sins. And now, you know, having a mortgage is not sinful. Like, don't hear that.
No, we're not trying to judge anyone here. We're just trying to help us understand a mindset of slavery. Mm-hmm. You can move into a mindset of it and you don't even know it.
Yeah. Or like, you know, being enslaved to your job because you feel like maybe you hate your job and you're like, this is absolutely terrible. And why am I doing this? It's because you feel enslaved to it because you need the money to pay off whatever other expenses you have in life. You know, so we're definitely enslaved to things. And I mean, in the New Testament, in the Bible, Romans 6, that whole chapter is basically like, are you a slave to God or are you a slave to sin? That's the whole premise of that entire chapter of the book of Romans. So, and that's the question is, what are you enslaved to? Are you enslaved to God, which is, you know, not a negative kind of slavery, you know, that's worshiping God and living for him? Or are you enslaved to sin? Which is, you know, everything else outside of God.
Right. Right. Oh, exactly. And friends, there's more we can get into this, but I want to just keep us moving through it. And if any of you have questions or anything, of course, you can message us. No problem. You can do that through Facebook. You could also, you can give us a call too, 419-835-2777. You can call. That doesn't mean we're going to do that over the air because we can't. But we'll get to you. Again, this is Do Not Keep Silent. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. And let's just keep moving, Katie. Judges, what we're looking at tonight, sin, slavery, supplication, salvation, and silence, a five-step cycle that we see in Judges that, well, we think we can connect pretty well in the world today. That doesn't mean probably totally fits, but at the same time, we do see the cycle happening. Is that fair?
Definitely.
Okay. So let's move to number three, supplication. Let's explain what supplication is first, again, and then let's talk about how in Judges they move to supplication.
So supplication is that idea of crying out to God for deliverance. You know, so you've done this sin. And, you know, so you've gotten yourself enslaved because of this sin. So then you're in slavery. And then eventually, when you realize you're in slavery and you realize this is really not the way I wanted life to be, that's when you start, okay, what can I do about this? God, help me. That's the supplication right there. So for Israel, when they would be enslaved with people, eventually they would realize, wow, this is actually really terrible. We do not like this lifestyle. And they would eventually realize of, you know, there's this God. Remember that God we used to worship? Yeah, we should cry out to him and see if he can fix this for us.
So fair to say confession of sin, asking for forgiveness, and then consciously making a decision to go God's way. Is that what I'm kind of hearing?
Basically, yes.
And so
crying out to God for
not
that.
Not thumbing our nose at God and saying, it's so terrible, you're terrible, we're going to do our own thing.
No, that's sin.
That's sin, and that's totally saying, okay, I'm going my own way. I mean, I guess sin.
Idolatry of self again.
Yes.
When you do that, when you think you can save yourself, that is idolatry of self, because we are not God. I mean, yes, there are things in this world where, yes, I can work to get myself out of debt or whatever the thing I'm enslaved to. But I mean, in, you know, with the Book of Judges and all that, it's the people knew that it was only God who could save them from this. Once
right.
they figured that out, they would cry out to God and, you know, essentially just plead with God of like, please save us from these oppressors, these people who have enslaved us because of our sin. But they cry out to God to save them because they knew it was only God who could.
Oh,
eventually.
Absolutely. And yeah. So with that, how do we see that going on today, or don't we?
Well, I hope we do. And that's the biggest thing, like you said, is the confession and the repentance of, we have to realize where we have sinned. We have to see where we are being enslaved to that sin rather than being a slave to God. And then we need to look to God for, okay, God, how do you want me to get out of this? You know, how are you going to save me, or what are you calling me to do? You know, because it's not just that we just sit back and wait for God to do stuff. It's, you know, it's the idea of, okay, God, what are you doing in my life? And what do you want me to do to fix this mess that I have caused in my life, whatever that is?
So, all right, I'm gonna try to put you in a corner here.
Okay? Oh, boy.
So, because I've had people tell me that is trying to do works-based salvation.
No. Because I'm
okay.
not, that's not
Why
how
not?
I, that's not how I get saved. That's just how I live this life. Those are two very different things, because there's salvation. That's what Jesus did on that cross 2000 years ago. I had nothing to do with that other than, you know, my future sin helped put him there.
Yes.
You know, I didn't, you know, I was not involved in that. Jesus is the one who provides us with salvation. But me saying, God, how should I live my life? Yeah, that's how can I let my works, the things that I do in this life, give God glory? I'm not earning my salvation. I can't do that. Jesus did that.
And friends, with that too, I just want to make it clear, we are to work out our salvation, growing, becoming mature and complete, not lacking anything. That is not salvation-based, works-based salvation at all. What that is saying, I want to grow in the Lord now that I'm saved. Is that right?
Yeah. And you know, how can I give God glory with my life? You know, of like just seeking God, you know, the supplication is, you know, crying out to him of like, okay, God, I know I keep messing up because I am still human and I still sin. So knowing that and confessing to God and then asking him for guidance on, okay, God, help me to not keep doing this, because
yeah.
I know this is sin, you know, and I know this sin will enslave me. So now I am crying out to God to say, okay, what can I do better in my life? Which is a completely different issue than salvation.
Oh, totally. And so friends, with that, we're going to talk about two quick things here before we get back to the five-step cycle. And the first thing is this. I encourage you to go find the Way Forward is Back Facebook page. Go like and follow it, because that is what that whole phrase is really all about, is that we need to get back to godly principles, living out what God has called us to do, not just friends in the government, but in our individual lives. We have to be responsible individually. Inside of the church, we need to get back to living out God's way. I have actually had someone, it's so frustrating, someone who called that basically promoting propaganda. It is not. We need to interpret the Bible properly. We need to understand proper civics in our nation again. That is not propaganda. That's just the truth. And I know for some that's really hard to hear. Here's the second thing I want to encourage you to find. By the way, before I get to that, The Way Forward is Back. Go like and follow the Facebook page right now. Second thing is this. Katie has put out a book. I think it was 2018, I think.
What? The God is Good book? 2020.
Oh, I'm not. No, it was not.
Yeah, it was.
Okay. I guess it was 2020.
It was May of 2020, I believe.
Katie put out God is Good, Reflections on the Book of Judges. And I just want to encourage you, if what we're talking about here is like piquing your interest, this study book is going to help you immensely. We've actually had people go through this in their small groups and Bible studies, and they're like, wow, we never even thought about this. We never considered it. So I encourage you to go find it at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. I encourage you to go find that. Why not go, yeah, click the little link there and go for it. Katie, can you tell us about the book a little bit?
Yeah, if you ever feel like your life is a cycle of turning away from God, messing up, pleading with God for your rescue, then turning back to Him, well, God's chosen people of Israel experience this same cycle many times throughout the book of Judges. So through this book, God is Good, Reflections on the Book of Judges, a journey through the ups and downs and all the life lessons that the people of Israel learned through this time period, and we see how these lessons apply to our lives as followers of Jesus Christ today.
Absolutely. So go find that. God is Good. Reflections on the Book of Judges at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. Appreciate you for writing that, Katie, and just letting us know about it. And let's continue on now. Salvation is the fourth step in the cycle.
All right. So salvation, in this case, I mean, we generally think as Christians, we think of salvation as, you know, the true salvation that we have through Jesus. Well, this is just the general idea of, you know, God delivering them from something. Which again, remember the rest of the cycle here. First, they sinned through idolatry. Then they were enslaved by, you know, usually an oppressive people of some sort. And then the people realized, hey, this is pretty terrible. And they cried out to God to deliver them. And in this salvation piece, God actually delivers them. So a lot of times in the book of Judges, God works out this particular deliverance or this salvation through the judges. God raises up a judge for the people who is not like a judge, like a courtroom judge that we think of today. That was a piece of it, but it was more of a kind of a combination of like the president, the military leader, and right. The Supreme Court, kind of all in one person.
Correct. Yes. Mm-hmm. Good way to put it.
So just kind of like an overall like leader for the people is what these judges were. So God would raise up a judge who then would, you know, do whatever God called them to do to deliver the people. A lot of times it was, you know, fight against them, have a war to get rid of this oppressive people and kick them out of their land. And a lot of the time it was really God doing that through the judge. You know, there's some battles and things like that recorded in the book of Judges where it's clear that the Israelite army didn't do that. It was God working through them and, you know, doing other things with the enemies or whatever. But that salvation was often accomplished through that judge that God would raise up for them.
Absolutely. And, you know, I've been asking the whole time, okay, so how does that happen? How's it happening today? And friends, I think it's safe to say Katie and I both believe we're actually at step three right now in our society. Not totally, because some are still back at number two.
Well, a lot of people are still back at number one of sin.
I would agree. But many people are moving toward realizing, oh my goodness, we need the Lord. We need to look to Him. And so we believe, not all, but many are moving toward that. And so this salvation part, we need to be praying. We need to be, you know, really looking to God and just seeking Him out. Lord God, we need your help. We need salvation.
Yeah, who is God raising up to help our nation turn back to Him?
You know? Right.
And that is the question. Like, I don't have an answer to that.
Nope.
That's something that we are...
You're not going to get one right now.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we're looking for that. I think there's a lot of people that God is raising up, you know, that basically God is working through to, you know, help bring about a more biblical worldview in our world. And, you know, the problem is we're still in that tension between the sin and people wanting that slavery and not ready yet to cry out to God. People are still crying out to other things
and
to
themselves.
Try and deliver them. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Or someone else, or trying to control another person. Friends, again, you cannot control another person. I know you darn well want to, and you want to force them to do what you want, but we can't do that. Look, God's job is taken. So just stay out of it and be His creation. Allow the Creator to be the Creator. So last step is silence.
Yep. And silence, you know, in this case, again, going for the alliteration of the five S's there. So silence does not mean everything's going to be, you know, quiet, like nobody speaks, but it is a time of peace. And so in the judges, what would happen is, you know, once they have, you know, whatever battle or anything to get rid of this oppressive people, then there would be a time of peace. You know, where everything's kind of like, all right, we're doing okay. We're worshiping God. We realize he delivered us. Everything's great. And so that's the silence. That's that time of peace. Once they have been delivered from their enemies, they recognize God, they're worshiping God, that's the time of silence. And that, you know, lasted for different amounts of times. But then what would happen is eventually in that time of silence, people get complacent. And when they get complacent, that's when they start getting lazy and turning back to idolatry, which brings you right back around to step number one again, and they start that whole cycle over again.
Start the whole cycle all over again.
And then they sin again. After that time of peace, they become complacent, back into sin, back into slavery. The whole cycle just keeps repeating.
Absolutely. Again, friends, this is Do Not Keep Silent. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. Just want to remind you, if this conversation is definitely interesting to you and you're interested in learning more, God is Good, Reflections on the Book of Judges, written by Katie Erickson. You can find this book. It's available in paperback and on Kindle at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. You can find it there. Don't be a pushover, friends. You go out and make today great.
Be made new in Jesus Christ. Find us online
at donotkeepsilent.com.